More climate-related wildfires means we need more tech for clean air. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Here on Marketplace Tech, we've been looking at how technology can help us adapt to climate change in our series, How We Survive. One consequence of climate change is fire. Last November, a fire in Northern California known as the Camp Fire destroyed the city of Paradise and killed 85 people. It was the worst fire in the U.S. in 100 years, and scientists say that because of hotter, drier conditions, fires like it could be the new normal. And where there's fire, there's smoke. It creates a creepy orange haze for hundreds of miles, and it's really bad for our lungs.
The major component of smoke is PM2.5. PM2.5 refers to particles that are 2.5 microns or smaller.
Jeff Williams is with the State of California's Air Resource Board.
To give you some perspective, that is about 1/20th the width of a human hair. These are the particles that are easily respired into the lungs and actually can be pulled fairly deeply into the lungs.
And then there are toxins. Smoky air contains the chemicals and pollutants from the things that are burning, like cars and plastics and treated wood. And William says that can really hurt children, the elderly, or people with breathing problems.
A little bit of smoke can affect them pretty significantly and may exacerbate, for example, their asthma symptoms. But it impacts us all.
The campfire created so much smoke that the air around the fire, and even as far as 200 miles away in Oakland and San Francisco, became the dirtiest in the world. Schools and businesses closed. Officials told everyone to stay inside. And if that's going to become more common, then the air inside is going to become a lot more important.
In an office building, we recirculate the air. So we don't bring in 100% outside air.
Marianne Piette is a senior scientist at a research facility called the Flex Lab in Berkeley. Among other research projects, they're testing ventilation and indoor air quality.
But in extreme smoke, you may want zero outside air, and it's 100% recirculated. That's certainly what they do in like spaceships. If you think about NASA, they had to clean the air.
The tech challenge is that recirculated air gets full of carbon dioxide, and that can impair thinking, which is bad in offices. FlexLab is testing materials that grab those molecules out of the air so people could still come to work in smoky conditions. As for our homes, you can buy air purifiers that do something similar, but they cost hundreds of dollars. Williams from the Air Quality Board says cheaper filters on air conditioners or heating units will work fine for most people, and so will closing the windows really tight. But he says everyone near an area with wildfires should invest in something.
Yeah, it's really anybody. The people that will benefit most immediately are those sensitive populations. But the reality is that we'll all benefit from cleaner air in our homes.
Last year, AccuWeather estimated the total cost of the Camp Fire at $400 billion and said a lot of that cost would come as people develop health problems from all the smoke. And now for some related links. The lost lives and homes and businesses are the worst effects of last year's Camp Fire by far. Here in Oakland, where I live, I can tell you that the smoke was horrible. BuzzFeed did a story back in November during those fires about how mask selfies had become a trend in the Bay Area, sort of a dystopian view of our times. I took several of myself, in fact. You can see at least one of them on our website, marketplacetech.org. And aside from molecule-destroying, air-purifying technology, masks have also become a big part of the smoke story. And there was a lot of advice in that BuzzFeed piece and everywhere about which kinds to get and how to use them and how putting one on to go running is not really the right use. But Jeff Williams from the Air Quality Board told us that masks should be part of the toolkit if you have to be outside. As for future fires, Time had a story in January about how California fire departments are trying to upgrade their tech to create digital maps of fire-prone areas. And they've developed an entire system of satellite data analysis that uses artificial intelligence to predict where fires might go once they've started. In case you're doubting whether fires are going to be that big a climate change deal, wildfires have been raging in Siberia and across the Arctic since June, which scientists say is, quote, unprecedented, because you would expect enough snow and cold and water to prevent such things. The fires themselves are so big that they're also contributing to pollution that increases warming by releasing carbon dioxide and other particles into the air. And speaking of warming, CNN had a story last week showing giant sinkholes forming in Siberia as permafrost melts there, potentially threatening entire towns. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.